The UN humanitarian agency has provided an update on the deteriorating economic situation in Syria. As OCHA spokesperson Jens Lerike points out, the ongoing crisis in Syria is hitting the civilians hard.
There is a report in the credible Financial Times citing the Central Bank of Syria from 4th of October, which says that inflation officially topped 36% in July this year.
Jens Lerike says that food prices have drastically gone up and more people don't have jobs.
The prices of milk, meat and chicken have gone as high as 300% in certain places. The rental cost of apartment has in some areas tripled over the past 3 months. Unemployment has gone up since the beginning of the crisis. This is information that we have through Economist Intelligence Unit, who is citing the Central Bank of Syria, which data suggests that unemployment rose from 8.6 in 2010 to 14.9 in 2011.
The ongoing crisis in Syria is also inflicting hardships on the country's children, whose dream is to go to school and prepare for their future. According to Marixi Mercado, spokesperson for the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, the last estimate of displaced people in Syria was 1.2 million, half of whom are children. She says that earlier this week, UNICEF spoke to displaced children living with their families in a school in Damascus.
One 14-year-old girl said she wished she had her uniform and that she had asked her father to bring it back for her when he tried to go back to their house some days ago, but that he hadn't been able to get into their neighborhood. She said, "All I have now is 3 notebooks, and I don't have either school books or the school uniform. Although some new classmates call us refugee and some refuse to deal with us, I like going to school every day. The school director advised us to turn a deaf ear to students who talk in that way. I miss my old school and my friends there the most."
Ms. Mercado says the second girl spoke about being traumatized by the conflict in her country.
The second girl said the sound of explosions brought back images of destruction and death she had witnessed. "I am afraid that, no, I have a strong feeling that I might die without seeing my own home again," she said. "Every day I cry. My parents don't want us to visit it so we don't bemoan it as they keep telling us. I wish to go back, tidy the closet, and clean up our apartment, which was only recently renovated." She said she longed for her new blouse for Eid and said that her family hadn't fully celebrated Eid al-Fitr, but that at least they had stayed at home.
United Nations agencies and their partners continue to provide humanitarian assistance to the people in need in Syria. UNICEF says that work on the ground include distribution of family hygiene kits, children's winter clothes, as well as basic health and nutrition support to displaced families. Derek Mbata, United Nations.